Hello and welcome to the WebAssert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. UK international retail is expected to become more complex post-Brexit. WhatsApp has overtaken Facebook as the leading social network in the Netherlands, and the Indian payments service Paytm has launched its own e-commerce marketplace. Cross-border trading in the UK is set to become more complex in the wake of the country's decision to leave the EU, according to more than half of retailers in the country. A survey undertaken by Global E also found that 44% of the 250 retailers questioned said they would continue with their current overseas e-commerce plans, whilst 23% intend to increase their presence abroad. Whilst one in five respondents to the survey also said that they had seen an increase in sales from other countries since the Brexit result was announced, nearly one in three have seen a fall in sales. Co-founder of Global E, Nir Debbie, said that the added complexity is likely due to a change in VAT compliance of UK retailers selling to EU and the distance selling regulations related to duties and tax. It was added that UK retailers selling internationally should be ready to react to any changes made in order to minimize any effect on their overseas customers. WhatsApp has been revealed to be the most popular social network in the Netherlands. According to research from Newcomb Research and Consultancy, WhatsApp has 10.9 million users in the country compared to Facebook's 10.4 million users. It also had more than twice as many users as rivals LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Snapchat. 90% of 15 to 39-year-olds in the country use WhatsApp, alongside 36% of over 80s. The Netherlands was one of the test markets for the messaging app status feature months before its global release. The Indian payment service Paytm has launched its own e-commerce marketplace called Paytm Mall. The Alibaba-backed company officially launched its new platform on the 27th of February in India. It will allow users to access national and international retailers in its bazaar section and categorizes its products with a particular focus on electronics and fashion. Paytm's vice president said at the launch that whilst the sectors would have their own categories, there would also be a key focus on small sellers looking to leverage mobile e-commerce to enhance their business. This has been seen by many as Alibaba's best way into the competitive Indian e-commerce market, which would take it up against rivals such as Flipkart and Amazon. A study by Found ID discovered that the country has seen a 58% increase in active social media users, leading to 94% of all internet users having a Facebook account. Researcher and social psychologist Paul McAvoy, who helped publish the survey, said that the high percentage found in Cyprus was because in a smaller society, people are much more aware of what others are doing, as well as being more curious. He added that the same could be said for nearby Malta, in which 93% of internet users use Facebook. However, it was also found that less than a third of Cypriots currently engage in online shopping, much lower than the European average. According to the report, this is due to a combination of perceived lack of skills, in which 56% of the population say is why they don't use the internet, and the lack of trust in online retailers. And finally, research from Bridge Ratings has found that Facebook users are most likely to unlike a brand's page because it posted too much. The survey revealed that 44% of people who had unliked a page had done so because a brand posted too much, closely followed by 43% of users complaining that their Facebook wall was overcrowded with marketing posts. Deborah Aho Williamson from eMarketers said that brands needed to remember that they are competing for attention with a lot of other types of posts on Facebook, and that posts need to be more relevant and informative. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.